All right, Allie, quick quiz. What do Eritrea, North Korea, and Turkmenistan have in common?
One of them is in what President Bush calls the axis of evil. I don't know about the other two.
They're in the axis of blog censorship, at least if you believe a new report from Reporters Without Borders. Those are the three worst countries, according to Reporters Without Borders, in terms of trying to control what people are saying on the internet. The group released its annual worldwide press survey this week, and here's one of the findings. Repressive governments are starting to sort of get hip to the web. And for a brief while, the internet seemed like the one place that dissidents could reliably get their message out. But these days, more and more official censors are shutting down websites, sometimes imprisoning the people who write them. A few weeks ago, if you remember, in Myanmar, aka Burma, the military government basically shut down the entire internet. I don't even know how you do that. Maybe our next guest will know. They shut down the entire internet trying to prevent bloggers from getting their message out. Sami Ben Garbia is a Tunisian blogger. He lives in the Netherlands. He's been living there since 1998. His blog, Fikra, which we'll put a link to on our blog, is blocked in Tunisia. He says he can't return home there in part because of what he's been doing online. He's also the advocacy director for Global Voices Online, which is a nonprofit service that links news-oriented blogs from around the world. Hi, Sammy.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you for coming on. This is what's great about the world of blogs is that I was able to watch an entire interview with you on video from somewhere. You did an interview with someone. So, like, we've already done a pre-interview.
Yeah,
you don't even know it.
The European Journalist Center, I guess.
So, first of all, can you just tell me a little bit about what's happening with blog censorship? Is it a widespread problem? Is it just specific to a few places?
I think it is specific to some places, Middle East and North Africa, and some country in Asia like China, Myanmar, North Korea, and some also other countries in East Europe, like Bulgaria or Belarus. But the most country where bloggers are targeted, I think, are the Middle East and North African countries and Southeast Asia.
Yeah, you're from Tunisia. I looked at your blog, although it's in Arabic, so I didn't actually know what you were talking about.
I tried as well.
but what is on there? What has you blocked in Tunisia? What are you saying that's so incendiary?
Actually, I started blogging in 2003. I wrote an e-book about the story of my escapade from Tunisia. It's actually a travel book, but I've addressed some political and some taboos in the political sphere in Tunisia, and that's why after 2 months of my starting blogging, the Tunisian government blocked my blog there.
So you wrote about your escape from the country, and that made the government or someone there unhappy enough that they wanted to block you.
Yeah, I gave some details about the interrogation in the police officer and about how I escaped and why, and et cetera.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, Sammy, but how is it possible to block a blog for an entire country? I mean, how could they do that in Tunisia, for instance?
In Tunisia, they are following the DNS blocking system, so they add your URL to the blocked blacklist, like kitab.nl, they add that to the blacklist.
You said it's .nl, that's the Netherlands. The Netherlands addresses are .nl, and that's what you're writing from.
And in Tunisia, they are using the censorware from Smart Filter from the US-based company Secure Computing, and that enables them to really efficiently block the websites and block based on category like pornography, politics, opinion, personal blogs, or specific IP address. Like in Tunisia, they block dailymotion.com. It's YouTube-like video sharing site where Tunisian bloggers and cyber activists are putting political and dissident stuff out there.
I have to say the internets are a mystery to me because Osama bin Laden can post a video and we have no idea where he is, but you can also put a piece of software in that controls an entire country's access to something. Let me just ask a final question, Sammy. What went on in Burma, a lot of the information that got out to the rest of the world was via blogs, even though they were trying to suppress it. Was that a big victory for people that do what you do?
I think it is a big victory. Bloggers are now trying to fill the gap that the mainstream media are kept empty. I mean, in Morocco last 3 months. That is a video sniper, someone who is shooting video of a police officer taking money from auto driver and letting them bypass the road. So, and this video is on YouTube. Are causing that the American government has blocked access to YouTube, and there is new office in the police establishment in Morocco who is following those corrupted police officers. So it is being influencing the political scene inside those countries.
Well, Sami Ben-Garabia, thank you so much for coming on the Bryant Park Project, talking to us. Your blog, Fikra blog, is from the Netherlands, not quite getting back to Tunisia, where you hail from originally, but maybe someday. We'll put your blog, a link to it, up on our blog. Also, he's the director of advocacy at a group called GlobalVoices.com. Thanks again, Sami.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.